good to be here, and thanks to Matt and all the folks at Fish House for putting this this reading together. This is great. It's the first time I think I've ever been in Maine, you know. And there's fur at Matt's house, and now I'm standing behind the... It's all right, though. He's saying, read a good poem. Right? That's very threatening. It's a lot of pressure. Okay. These poems I'm going to read are from the manuscript, Leadbelly. To make it very simple, the manuscript follows the life of Leadbelly from birth to death. If you don't know who Leadbelly was, he was a folk blues musician who died in 1949. He was born around the mid-1880s. He went to prison twice, once for murder, the other time for aggravated assault. He said, the myth about, well, it's part myth, part reality, is that he sang his way out of prison twice. He didn't do it twice, he did do it once. Anyway, so I'm going to just read a few poems from this manuscript. Freedom. Freedom is what you can buy with a song. After the song has been soldered into your lungs. After the song has beaten its way inside your dreams. After the song has snuck its way into your bed. After the song has festered and blossomed and festered again. After the song has stolen your fingers and robbed your voice blind. After all this, you try to sell the song that can never be sold. You end up with your hand out, waiting for the words that spell freedom. Freedom is every dirt road grounded, the whiskey still of my voice, my back pocket buck knife sharpening silence, coiled up close to copperhead, dime, and dollar bill, the price of a pint, and the slow violence of a Victrola spitting Bessie's blues. Freedom is my baby's tit in my palm. A song in the sweet back sling of her legs, the snake oil slide of dreadnought guitar standing hard in darkened dayroom corners. Freedom lurches in and out of my life, heavy as the swollen secret of a noose.